We're joined by just one of the great sluggers of baseball this year and maybe one of the all-time sluggers, and that is Chris Davis. Chris, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Chris.
Absolutely. How's it going?
Well, it's going great, and I want to tell you, yesterday, and you hit a ball. We haven't seen a ball hit that far in this ballpark for a long time, 450 feet. How did that one feel?
It felt pretty good, obviously. Probably one of the longest, if not the longest, of my career. Unfortunately, it wasn't quite enough. Obviously, the Giants' offense battled back yesterday and was able to beat us.
Chris, with this season, though, for you, and I talk about it every week, I sort of follow this Triple Crown race on one of our segments all season long, and I'll tell you something, 42, 109, hitting over 300, Cabrera 360, 35, 109. This Triple Crown race is pretty darn good.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a race it is. I mean, he's got about 60 points of average on me. He's a guy that, you know, I really enjoy watching. He's obviously one of the best, if not the best hitters in the game right now. And I think I saw a ball that he hit yesterday in New York that was, it looked like it was in a batter's box with him, and he hit it out to left field. So he just does some ridiculous things, and I don't think anybody's going to really give him a run for his money as far as average is concerned. Hopefully I can hit a few more home runs than he does, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, I got to ask you, do you open up the box scores or check your iPhone after the games to see what he's done in terms of his home run production?
Not really. I usually don't watch any baseball, actually, whenever I leave the field. But I had a buddy in town this weekend, and we were sitting around talking, and he actually had it on ESPN, and I saw that Cabrera hit a home run, and they actually showed it. And we're talking about how far inside it was, and it was just one of those things that, you know, shows how talented he is and really what kind of player he is.
Boy, Chris Davis is with us in 42 home runs. Chris, you've said publicly 60, 61 is something you would love to get. And why is that number so big for you?
I just think, you know, growing up watching baseball, that was a number that I always felt like was a big accomplishment for a power hitter. You know, I didn't ever imagine even being close to that number growing up. You know, I think the most I've hit in one season is 40. Between the minor leagues and the big leagues. But, you know, it's just a number that's important to me. And, you know, if I reach it, I do. If not, I still think that I've had a pretty productive year so far.
All right, you had a great year. And what's the difference for you? 33 last year. And I said it on the show this morning when I came on the air. I said, you've been a big kid all your life. You've hit the ball hard all your life. What's the difference now that when you hit a man, they are gone?
Well, I think, you know, obviously growing up and maturing a little bit, not only physically but mentally. And, you know, I've always had power. I think that one of the most attractive things about me as a player when I was drafted was my power. But, you know, the strikeouts were an issue. The swing and a miss was an issue. And for me, the last couple of years, I've really learned how to be a little bit more patient and a little bit more selective at the plate. And I've cut down somewhat on my strikeouts. And you know, when I'm making contact, I'm swinging at pitches that I can drive and really do some damage on.
Chris, we're going to definitely want to ask you about your conversation with Brandon Belt here in just a minute. But it has been an outstanding year for you, and that leads to the cynics, the writers, and the fans always speculating about the steroids and the PEDs and anything. How has that impacted your year, and are you able to shut that noise out, or is it a daily grind that you have to listen to?
You know, it's a little bit here and there. It's not as consistent as it was around the All-Star break. But, you know, it's something that we have to deal with as players, obviously, with the drug testing now and, you know, everything coming to light and guys being caught. I think it's something that players now, it's kind of something that's been pinned on us. But, you know, I try not to listen to it too much. Like I said, when I get away from the field, I'm really not watching a lot of Sports Center or Baseball Tonight or anything like that. Football hasn't started yet, so I haven't gotten into that yet. But, you know, I just try to take it as it is and keep on doing what I do each and every day.
Well, you're giving the fans a lot of thrills, and I'm telling you, I'm rooting for you. For me, growing up like you, 60 or 61 was the number. And that's the one. And I said, boy, Babe Ruth hit 17 in September. I'd like to see you get to about 50 or 51 before September.
I'll see what I can do, man. I got to get out of here. This park's too big. I hit the hardest ball I had, and it barely got out yesterday. So hopefully I can continue to swing and we can continue to win.
Boy, that is good. Chris, looking at the Oriole team, and what I gave the lineup today, and I said, well, same lineup as the other day. This man, Buck Showalter, he just sends you guys out there, same lineup every day.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys who have played every day, or almost every day in our lineup, and, you know, that's a tribute to how they prepare themselves, not only in the offseason, but each and every day getting ready to go play. And I think it's something as players we appreciate, Buck. You know, being up front with us, asking us how we feel, and making sure that we're ready to roll, and then letting us go out there and play. And it's been pretty good for us so far. I think there was a period in July where we had kind of a lull, but I think everybody's getting their second wind, and hopefully we can continue to play good baseball.
Outstanding. Oriole first baseman Chris Davis here on KNBR 680. So you had a conversation with Giant first baseman Brandon Belt. You guys are both from the same area in Texas. And, boy, Belt's been on fire the last couple of weeks. Go ahead and break down that conversation you had with Belt.
Yeah, we actually didn't even talk about baseball a lot. You know, we talked about, you know, where he's from. Obviously, I have a lot of family in the Lufkin area. He's from Hudson, which is right outside of Lufkin. So, I mean, we have a lot in common. We talked about maybe getting together this offseason and going hunting or something like that. But I had a conversation with one of the media guys from San Francisco that was just asking me about, you know, his struggles as a young player and then him bouncing back and all that kind of stuff and the similarities between us. And, you know, I think Brandon's a great hitter. Is a great hitter. I think he's a great player. And, you know, I think he's got a bright future.
Yeah, and your opinion was to just be yourself, and that's what you did, and then all of a sudden it came together for you. You just blotted everything else out.
Yeah, I think as a young player, you know, you try to please everybody, and, you know, you want to be coachable and you want to be open to other ideas, but at some point you have to draw the line. You have to say, look, if I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to do this thing and either be successful or fail, I'm going to at least be able to look in the mirror and say, look, I did it my way, and, you know, and I think it's something to be proud of. I think you have to give yourself a chance to fail and bounce back and try to be successful before you write off everything.
All right. Chris, did Brandon Belt take you to the Olive Garden? He's very well known for that.
No, he is not. But I'm gonna ask him about that today.
Oh, yeah. They got a whole meal named after him or something like that. He'll send you a carton of salad dressing.
Yeah, it's the dressing, right, Marty?
Yeah, he gets that. Yeah, they keep mailing it to him, I think.
But, all right.
What's your favorite park to hit in, by the way? We'll let you get back to work.
It'd be hard not to pick Camden. You know, it's obviously a great park to play in. I really like this park. I think it's cool. You know, it's right by the bay. It's obviously one of the bigger parks, but you know, it's hard not to say my home ballpark. I think it's a beautiful park. It's obviously got a lot of history, and you know, the ball flies pretty good there.
Yeah, I know the fans were telling Marty last night on the postgame show they were saying they need to bring the fences in. But the way you hit the ball, I don't think the fences are the issue. Hey, Chris, I grew up in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and going to Orioles games as a kid back in 83 when they won the series over the Phillies and all that. It was a phenomenal baseball town. And then it kind of went to sleep for, I don't know, about 20 years. And you guys, this current roster, has really woken the city up. For folks who have never maybe been to Baltimore and checked out an Oriole game at Camden Yard, it's a darn good baseball town, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And I think last year, towards the end of the year, obviously with the postseason games and, you know, the pennant race, we really saw how great of a baseball town it can be. I think that there's so much history there, obviously with the World Series in the past, but they want to win it on the field. And I think once we showed that we were for real and we were serious, you know, they really backed us. And it was a lot of fun.
Boy, thank you so much for coming on. You're a good guy. A lot of people are rooting for you to get to 60 or 61, believe me. And if you keep hitting them in Camden Yards, get Boog Powell to put a glove on because you're going to put one in that barbecue.
All right, guys. I appreciate you.
Right on, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Boy, nice, Pat, huh?
Yeah.
Nice Chris Davis.
Yeah, it's a guy that you can pull for, right?
And, absolutely.
Hey, if he gives a couple of tips to Belt, I thought they had talked a lot of baseball, but they were instead talking hunting. So
I root for this kid to hit 60 or 61.
All right, but you don't want to see him hit 62.
I don't care what he hits.
Just
as
hit
long
a,
as he gets to 60.
60.
I want to see
That's
it.
A milestone, man. That is
yeah, this will be so exciting if he could do it. He sounds, you know, like a great kid.
Sure.
He understands his responsibility, and he sounds like he does it legit.